You know, a lot of the headlines about terrorism and fear recently make us just want to pause from time to time and listen to some music. We're about to meet a singer-songwriter named Jeffrey Foucault. He has 5 critically acclaimed albums to his name, but he's not exactly living the glamorous life of a musician. His days and his music are mostly about small towns and simple truths. I caught up with Foucault in between road trips. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's David Green. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Sounds beautiful.
Thanks so much.
Jeffrey Foucault joined me from a studio in Springfield, Massachusetts. He was touring for his latest album, Salt as Wolves.
Slow talker, you know I called and I woke you up.
Foucault is a musician who is pure songwriter.
And I wonder just who I thought I was.
He's 39 years old, well-respected, not a huge name, and he's really living the reality of 2015 when making music means touring.
When I knew you for a little while.
His songs are simple and powerful. They're about life, loss, and the distance between child and parent.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I don't know how we fell apart. From the cradle to the curb, from the cross to the sheath, I knew you. Mouth of hunger and a heart born to live.
Tell me about the lyrics. Oh, mama, I'm so sorry. Are you talking to your mom?
Well, I'm talking to my mom. I guess I'm talking to everybody's mom. I think one of the themes on this record is what it means to become a stranger. It's the feeling of separation. It's as much about my sadness or maybe my fear about giving my little daughter to the world as it is about any relationship with my mom.
How old is she?
She's 7. She's 7 and a half. And, you know, the thing that I was trying to get at there is that there is a kind of intimate knowledge that you have with your child, that you feel it fading even as they get older. There, you know, little bits go away all the time. You know that they won't always crawl up in your lap. You know, they're not always going to be as open to you as they are. And yet, at some point, you know that that transaction is necessary. It's how the world carries on. But that doesn't make it any less difficult.
Did I know you? Is that just your style?
Jeffrey Foucault grew up in Wisconsin. He picked up a guitar when he was 17 and he just couldn't put it down. He couldn't stop writing either, using every spare moment to come up with new songs, recording them on his phone so he wouldn't forget them in the morning. One of the songs on the album came to him after what sounds like a particularly tough day.
I was playing in a hot parking lot for an employee appreciation event with a generator next to me that made it so I couldn't hear what I was doing.
That, and I'm not a musician, so I don't know, but that strikes me as just like a nightmare scene to be a musician.
It was, well, you know what? I got paid.
There's one note you can play. There's one word you can say. There's one prayer you can pray. And each word.
These days, getting paid for a lot of musicians means small bars in small towns. Foucault has been playing little venues for years, and each has meaning to him, like the one where his career began.
Cafe Carve is this beautiful old bar in an old Cream City brick building, that sort of blondie-colored brick that you see a lot in the Midwest and the downtowns. And it's spelled carpe, like as in, you know, the Latin for seize the day, carpe.
Like carpe diem, but it's carp.
But yeah, and there's a lot of carp in that river, and so there's a big stuffed carp, you know, hanging on the wall. If you really shoehorn them in, it's like a 75-seat room.
If you really stuff people
in. Yeah, sure. Those are great rooms to play. Those are the places where music should be heard, you know.
I've heard about the Hodag Bar and a woman named Judy. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, so the night that this new record came out, we drove all the way up to Rhinelander, Wisconsin, which is sort of up in the in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. Like ice fishing country we're talking about.
Yeah, ice fishing country, right. And we checked into our hotel, and across the street was this little bar called Judy's Hodag Bar. And this little old lady named Judy who, it was literally the last night that her bar was open, and she was moving to Florida, pulling up stakes and just going.
Oh, man.
So we just sat there and drank beer and talked, and we played darts, and it turns out she knew all the lyrics to the Van Halen songs that were on the jukebox.
Oh, that's great.
And we said, do you have any food here? And she said, you know, I don't, but I have food at home. So she just left us in charge of her bar and drove to her house and made frozen pizzas, brought them back to the bar. And those are the kind of nights, you know, you are more likely to have them in out-of-the-way places.
God, I just want to be there. I mean, beer and frozen pizza on a cold night in a small town.
Yeah, it's even better at, you know, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a song on the album that you wanna kind of play as we say goodbye?
Let me do Hurricane Lamp. Take me 2 seconds to tune.
Yeah, take your time. And what's a hurricane lamp for people who don't know?
A hurricane lamp is a lamp that doesn't blow out.
So it's like one of those lamps you might see in Florida during a hurricane with wind howling and rain blowing down, and but that lamp's still lit.
Yeah, and I, an old friend of mine was having a hard time, and we were writing letters back and forth, and I remember writing this for her. She's just been undergoing treatment for cancer, and so she's been on my mind. So I send this out to her. This is called Hurricane Lamp.
You got a heart like a hurricane lamp, and I see you shine anywhere I am.
That's singer-songwriter Jeffrey Focholt. His new album is titled Salt as Wolves.
And you keep your light inside. Keep your light inside. Keep your light